It's a little late for Halloween, but I figured I might as well give this one a go. So, do I have any Halloween sexual kinks? I don't know about that. I kind of like neck fighting. And it probably comes from like being sort of into vampires when I was like really like middle school. But I don't think that really counts because like I don't want to draw blood. Like it's okay if it hurts for sure. But I don't want like an actual chunk taken out of my neck. So I not really, I guess. I don't know if I've heard of like any Halloween sexual kinks, if that's like if there is a right answer to that, I don't know for sure. But like I can think of like some sexual kinks that would fall under the category of like being Halloween-y, like if you've really got a thing for pumpkin patches or if you just really like to have sex on Halloween because you think it's like spooky. Or I don't know, really liking, I guess that would just be like really being into role play, but like if you really liked all the like little sexy Halloween costumes and like having sex with like sexy pirate, sexy bumblebee, sexy ladybug, sexy whatever else, you know? I guess I could kind of see that. Do I get turned on by fear? No, not really. If I'm like genuinely scared or like genuinely upset, it's not really a turn on for me. I don't like it. Like if I'm really afraid, I'm not gonna be turned on, but if it's just like the threat of it, like if there is a threat, so long as I'm not really afraid of the threat, I think that's a turn on. I don't know if that really counts. But like during a horror movie, I'm not gonna wanna like get sexual, you know, if it's like really scary or creepy. I'd have to do something else in between really scary horror movie and like getting dicked down before I'd be able to do that, because I'd be freaked out otherwise. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to stop being scared first. So, not really. It's your first. Okay, it's my first full moon after being bit by a werewolf. What do I do? Do I chain myself up so I don't hurt anyone? Say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or would you do something completely different? Okay, so my first night as a werewolf. I'm gonna assume I know that I'm a werewolf. And I know what's coming. And I know the idea of what it's gonna be like when I turn into a werewolf. I think I'd probably like. There are a lot of woods around here. Like the forest, like there's a national forest not that far away. So I'd probably go to the national forest and like chill. Cause like the chaining yourself up in the basement thing doesn't seem to work very often. So I think I'd rather just like give it a shot going where there are no people and like partying a little bit there. That kind of sounds like what I'd do. Find a hot piece of werewolf ass sounds like a good option too, though. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? Sexual or non, points of sexual. Well, get ready for giving me some points, because, like 2 or 3 years ago, Halloween night, I snuck in to a Japanese garden with my boyfriend, because all the cops were too busy, like, patrolling parties and stuff around campus. And so they weren't like keeping track of the Japanese garden at all. And so we hopped into the Japanese garden and we fucked by the koi pond. It was really pretty good. A little chilly. It was a little cold. But it was a lot of fun. It's raining so hard now. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives? The jock that gets off in the first hour, the badass who makes it to the end and gets killed in the third act, or the scream queen. Male hero Lee, blah 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 blah. You know that girlfriend that you don't really remember the name of that gets killed pretty early when no one else is paying attention? That's the character I'd be. Like, I'd like to think that I could like make it through a horror movie and stuff. And, like, all of my friends say, like, in a zombie apocalypse, she's the one with, like, all the supplies, so you stick with her. Because I'm very much, like, worst-case scenario prepare-for type of person. So if it's a zombie movie, I guess I'll make it for a little while, and then... My roommate said this, or I guess she's not really my roommate anymore, but my roommate last year said this to me once, and she told me, she was like, Sunshine, in case of an apocalyptic situation, you're gonna get stabbed for a can of beans that you were trying to give them anyway. And I laughed, and it hurt a little bit because it felt really true. So yeah, I guess there's that. So yeah, like if it's a killer horror movie, monster horror movie, I get killed in the first act. I'm the person that dies when nobody else is paying attention. That sort of like tells you, ooh, something's happening, ooh. And if it's a post-apocalyptic, like zombie type movie, I get stabbed for my can of beans that I was trying to share anyway. A warlock has cast a spell, turning me into what I dressed up for as Halloween. What do you hope you've picked to wear? Remember, you'll become the thing you dressed, so pick wisely. I don't think it'd be, like, super weird. Like, I think being a witch would be super cool. Especially since, like, you don't have to be an ugly witch. You could be, like, a good witch and, like... not look bad. I think that'd be pretty sick. And yeah, I think that's about it. A superhero would be kind of cool too. So long as you like picked a superhero with like the right superpowers. That'd be neat. Like, I wouldn't want to be like any of the X-Men. They all have a really hard time. Most of them do. Maybe the Flash would be cool. But when the Flash gets old, he has a hard time. I don't know. Yeah. I guess a good witch would be super cool. I think I'd like that. You've just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Well, shit. I guess I... read the Book of the Dead backwards, because that seems to be how they always solve the problem, right? You just read the same passage in reverse and it undoes it. That's probably what I'd do. I'd give that a shot first, at least. You've woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? I guess I'd probably look for whoever turned me into a vampire. And I'd hope he's cute. Or she, I guess. I'm a vampire, I got a long time to experiment. Yeah, I guess I'd find them and see what I couldn't start up with them. I'd probably see how fast I could run. I bet you I'd be so fucking fast. That'd be so cool. Yeah, I'd see how fast I could run. I'd see how strong I was. I'd like... challenge some dudes to arm wrestles. See if I could win. That'd be super cool. Yeah, that'd be super cool. Meet up with whoever turned me into a vampire and be like, yo, you cute? Yeah, that sounds cool. I'd probably just like test out my vampire powers, see like what trouble I could get into or out of with those. Yeah, that sounds super cool. That's what I'd probably spend like the first